Illinois quite some time, and it's going to take me a moment or two to figure out this board. I'm hoping that you guys are receiving me, and bear with me while we put up some good tunes here. This station has a very nice little library here, and it would be great if I could actually figure out how to use it here. Right now we've got La Peste live here. They're doing Let Me Sleep, and coming up is going to be a song by a fine Oklahoma musician named John Fulbright, and that should pop up here pretty quick, so I'll just dial myself down here.
Let me sleep in the morning. Through the song.
Days, seventh day he rested, said there's one sure way humans can be bested, give them wine and song, fire and lust, when it all goes wrong, I'm the man to trust, and now you're on my own, all mine together, will you sing my praise, sing my name forever. Got me a flame and it's a swing.
I try to see things your way.
off How You Operate, the song How We Operate. Now, this should be playing something, but we don't seem to have any action on this YouTube. Yeah, you like that thing, yeah. Come on, this is me, JV, give it to me, baby. Come on, wake up. Come on.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Let your backbone slip.
Put your hands in your head.
Man, you cannot beat the master of soul right there. And, of course, that's the great James Brown, late lamented fundamental force of nature. Let's shift over to another force of nature here. This would be off of a classic jazz album called The Blues and the Abstract Truth. People might know this one.
Thank you.
course, not to get all jazz hipster on you, but that's Stolen Moments by, among others, Oliver Nelson, whose name is on the album. But we've got Bill Evans playing. We've got Eric Dolphy there. Freddie Hubbard on the trumpet. Bill Evans, probably the greatest, well, certainly the greatest white keyboard player of that jazz era. We've got Roy Haynes on the drums there. Recorded in 1961 in the Garden State of New Jersey. If you're a jazz fan, this is one of your fundamental records right there. All right, you've been listening to a few hopefully tasty cuts. My name is Zeke Duckworthy. This is Radio Zeke. This is my first time back on the airwaves since, I'm going to guess, 1976, 75. And I thank the good people at WMFO for providing me this opportunity to communicate with all of you people out there. I, in another life, am actually a singer-songwriter, and I've been a guest in this very studio with my accompanist, a wonderful singer named Melissa Anderson, who unfortunately for me has moved basically forever to Taiwan to pursue a different path. And Mike Newman has had me in here a couple times with Melissa to play live. I do actually have a show coming up at Tavern at the End of the World if people would like to hear what I do, which is a lot more along the lines of what Towns Van Zandt and other people of that sort of darkish Americana did. I've got a show at Tavern at the End of the World on the 7th of March, so I'll just hype myself. You know, I'm not going to play myself, though. That'll happen next time. We started that little set around 11 o'clock with John Fulbright, who's out of, I guess he's out of Tulsa. He's considered to be an Oklahoma musician who I've seen a couple times in Oklahoma, doing his song God Above, which is a great song. Then we did How We Operate off the album of the same name by Gomez, the British band, winner of the Mercury Prize a while ago. Had the great James Brown doing Spank, or I should say The Spank. And what else did we play there? Let's see, Mr. Oliver Nelson and company. All right, now we're going to shift over and do something by another type of band. This one is by request for a friend of mine who is listening in Chester. That would be far, far away. Outside of the radio range, that would be Chester in the UK. So there you go, Colin, this one's for you.
I dream that I saw you down at the corner store.
The Be Good Tanya's Only in the Past off Blue Horse. I'm apologizing to my listeners out there. We're still figuring out how to get the Spinatron thing synced to my show. So if you think that I am Faust or the Self-Help Hour, this could be yet another one of my many nom de plume. Not to lapse into French or anything, because I hate to lapse into French, and I know you hate when I do that, too. Let's try this one here. This is a local band, in the sense that Providence is kind of local to Boston, isn't it? Low Anthem doing Oh My God, Charlie Darwin.
Cast your reckless dreams
course, the Low Anthem. Here's a nice little song from another local artist who I have the good fortune to know in real life, a woman named Allison Callery, who's going to be playing at South by Southwest. This song is off of her record called Song, The Songbird Sings. This is The Bluest Bird. We should be playing something off of the web, are we? Let's see, it says here, this script has become unresponsive. This is where the true professionals leap into action. All right, I'm about to play a song here as soon as I cue it up called Falling Sun, which is by a fine band out of Asheville, North Carolina that I had the good fortune to see last night, a great Scott band called River Wireless. Let me see if I can get this queued up while I'm trying to avoid the dead air, which is the bane of all River Wireless. The typing you hear is live behind me here. And let's see if we have here. This song is called Falling Sun, which they closed with last night. And let's see if we can get this. Here's, I'll do a different version. Maybe this
will pick one.
There we go. There we go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2.
Falling
a live version of their song Falling Sun. What a fine band and extremely tight. You can tell they've played together. You can tell they've done this before. Great Scott, of course, is a really cozy little venue. You got to crush up against the stage. I'm sure everybody who's listening to the sound of my voice who's in the Tufts community or Cambridge or Somerville has spent a little time over at Great Scott. And they consistently book some real interesting acts, in my humble opinion. Now, here's somebody who has not played there to my knowledge, although I did see him actually do the song at Red Line Roots over at the Burren in the back room there. This is Ian Fitzgerald, another gentleman who is a local, originally, I think, from Arlington, now from the Providence area. This is off his new record, You Won't Even Know I'm Gone. This one's called Camille.
Your mother's every answer is to double up the dose. Your daddy sends your birthday greetings, wish you he was coming toast. As if I had any idea, you say I'd know more than most. Blood is still thicker than water, but it's getting pretty close. Where they won't care how you feel, and the crosses that they nail you to are made of stainless steel. The hills are hard to come by, everybody knows the deal. Like you knew what you were doing when you sent me for Camille. I saw accidents and signs only a fool would dare ignore. I stared at strangers in whose faces I saw glimmerings of yours. How can I get what I want if what I always want is more? Why is it that the more I get, the less you can endure? When your letter came this afternoon, I recognized the seal, which made me think there must be secrets you decided to reveal. Well, I never felt compelled to honor your final appeal. Says, whatever you do, please don't show this to Camille. Clock, a cigarette, your keys, a coiled snake ring that your daddy stole when he served overseas, and a picture in a thrift shop frame somebody took of me. When they knew I wasn't looking, that they thought I'd never see. Tell me what I wanna hear, I don't expect it to be real. If you cared for me, it wouldn't be so hard to help me heal. Words can't cure what you believe would best be kept concealed. So if I don't hear it from you, I'll just hear it from Camille.
All right, that is a YouTube version of the official audio coming off of Ian Fitzgerald, You Won't Even Know I'm Gone. That's his current release. He played with a band on that one. We've got a slightly different, interesting gentleman named The Great Park. He's a British singer-songwriter out of presently North Germany, where he does a lot of touring and house shows. This is a song he's called Song for a Coal Man.
Thought that these days had left me now. rubble and all of the stones remain. Now I miss you so much that I never want to miss you again. Well, we waited all night for the day. Whatever remained, we printed it out and chucked it away. Took sticks from the trees and drew waves from the beach and the soil. We put crows into holes and we coughed from our throats to make oil. And you left for a year and then you rode out here. My father said, son, keep clear, but I am careless and slow, and the less that I know now, the better. So let go of my arm, there's been nothing but harm since you met her. Without your comfort about the shape of your face in the streets of this town. But there is nothing we've lost that I cannot still throw away. I am happy without, but precious and proud of our days. Like when we slept in fields and in the night I dreamt of a fox in the firelight just sitting there. And in the morning the food had gone, so it was you or him. And I know not which, and I know not how or when. Under feet, but tonight you simply lied to me. And truly my man, truly my friend, the end. Be well and away, I never want to miss you again. Be well and away, I never want to miss you again. And away, I never want to miss you again. Oh, be well and away, I never want to miss you again.
The Great Park, who has a record label called Woodland Recordings. That's off, I believe it's self-released. The band, rather him, played Song for a Coal Man. That was recorded in 2012 off the album Stitch. And let's see here. This ought to bring me up to the top of the hour, bottom of the hour. You're listening to WMFO Medford, 91.5 FM. And my name is Zeke Duckworthy. This is my first show, so I apologize for some of the little roughness here, maybe some of the over-modulation on some of these cuts, the fact that we're not actually able to access the massive Rivendell library here, so I'm trying to juggle and shuck and jive. But things seem to be working all right. We've had a couple of requests, which hopefully we've been able to serve. And my replacement is not here, so I might stick for a little bit longer. I think I will play a song which is one of my all-time favorite songs here. This is Sandy Denny back in 1966. It was recorded live. Oh, here's my replacement now. So I'll just dial myself out. I'll play this one song, and then I'm done. This is Sandy Denny doing the traditional folk song, Fira Bata. And she's accompanying herself on the guitar here, which is the real deal. She's missed.
False one, and seek to change me.